Newspaper editor Deanna Hecker has worked at the Gnome Nugget since 2003, and all letters to the editor pass her desk. So when she received one in early 2017, the paper printed it. It wasn't an endorsement of a candidate, which the newspaper prints as paid ads.
We don't want to end up with 50 letters to the editor endorsing the same candidate.
But this letter, it took aim at Sitnasook Native Corporation's election process.
And to me, voicing an opinion on process is exactly what letters to the editor are all about. That's, you voice your opinion, and I didn't think twice about it, because to me that falls under the First Amendment rights of free speech.
But the state's financial regulator sees it differently. The Division of Banking and Securities regulates Alaska's Native corporations, including shareholder elections. In fact, it's empowered to police online and written speech in a way designed to ensure fairness and transparency. And one of those ways is to require shareholders to file disclosures before making statements that could sway shareholders in an election. Now, the letter didn't name anyone, but after receiving a complaint, the state investigated and fined letter writer Austin Amasuk $1,500 and ordered him not to do it again. ACLU of Alaska's legal director, Stephen Kotev, says there are good reasons for states to regulate shareholder conduct.
Courts have almost universally agreed that these sorts of limitations are supported by compelling government interests and the interest in having fair and open elections among corporate entities.
But he says in this case, the state went too far. The gist of Austin Amasuk's letter was that shareholders shouldn't give their voting power to the majority board. The state claimed Amasuk's letter was misleading, something he denies and remains unresolved. But the legality of this case isn't over whether his letter was factual or not. It hinges on whether he should have filed a disclosure outlining his relationship with other shareholders with the division before writing in the newspaper. In a general statement, the division says its disclosure requirements are intended to promote fairness, truth, and transparency. No one from the state attorney general's office, which is representing the division, would talk on tape, but Assistant Attorney General Robert Schmidt wrote in a short statement that the state's interested in making sure proxy statements, as these ballots are called, do not contain material misstatements so shareholders can have accurate information. The ACLU maintains that the state is using its corporate speech policing power too broadly. Kotev says it was the general leadership of Sitnasook Native Corporation that Amasuk took aim at.
And if the state is in the business of telling citizens or squelching citizen speech that is meant to criticize the corporate entity, then we have crossed the line and we are on our way well down that slippery slope.
In 2019, Banking and Securities received 27 complaints and issued enforcement orders against shareholders in 5 cases, 4 of which involved posts on Facebook. Now, this Supreme Court case is a legal fight between a state regulator and a civil liberties group. But a friend of the court brief, signed by former Attorney General Jonna Lindemuth, was submitted on behalf of 4 regional Native corporations. It backs up the state. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.